dogs. They take care of them.
You say when they get clucky?
Yeah.
You mean when they're ready to set?
When they're ready to set. Uh-huh. Hen goes clucking, she's ready to set.
Mm-hmm. What do you call them? A hen on a nest of eggs like that?
Nesting.
Did you ever hear it called a setting hen? Or
a setting hen, yeah, setting hen.
Huh?
Setting hen.
Uh-huh.
Nesting hen.
What about a little place for keeping chickens? Did you ever see something
like that? A brooder? Mm-hmm. We didn't have.
What about a coop or coop?
We had chicken coops. We had a big coop. It was 20 feet across and probably 10 or 15 feet deep, and it had roosts on it up off of the ground, and every two or three days the man would go in there with a rake and rake all of the droppings up and go put it on the plants or in the yard. Mama had come on out and sit down, won't you?
I
want
to ask if I can go to the store and get some flank steaks for Mama.
Sure. You gonna take him?
Yeah. Y'all want to
call it when
they go better.
Why don't you phone?
What?
Did your phone call?
Yes, I don't know.
About
how many? Five?
Well, yes, yeah.
Then we go in the car? Well, come on.
Phone and see if Julian is there. Or talk to the market.
Yes, sir.
And tell him to save you all the flank steaks.
Okay.
And go get them. George, tell him to wrap them while you're going.
To make a hen start laying, what could you put in the nest to cool it?
A nesting egg. Mm-hmm. It is made out of white, like what do you call this? Enamel.
Uh-huh.
Like a white enameled egg. Glass, but they were thick and it was always white color.
Uh-huh. Say if you had a good set of dishes, your dishes would be made out of
china.
What about an egg made out of that?
Yeah, it'd be a china egg, yes.
And when you're eating chicken, is the bone like this? It's white. It's a bone that comes together.
Oh, a wishbone.
Uh-huh. Any stories about that?
Well, you'd pull a wishbone apart, and whoever got the hook part, well, he won whatever it was.
Uh-huh.
He was going to have a beau or a girlfriend, or his wish would come true, whatever his wish was.
And what different kinds of fences do people used to have?
Well, we had, around the house, we had chicken wire fence, and it was pretty well varmint-proof around as far as them coming through the fence, but they could go over it very easily. And then the corrals were made out of lumber, and the pastures were made out of barbed wire.
Varmint proof? What do you mean by varmint?
Well, rats and animals that would get in by the chickens. Possum or skunk.
Do you call those?
Well, it was very small opening in the wire.
Uh-huh.
And it was closely woven wire.
Mm-hmm. Do you call all those animals like that? Skunk or possum or rat?
Mostly. Varmints. Varmints.
What did you say?
Varmints.
Uh-huh. And if you wanted to put up a barbed wire fence, you'd have to dig holes for the...
With a post hole digger.
What's that?
With a post hole digger.
Uh-huh.